BBC apologizes to J.K. Rowling for second time this month after Harry Potter game was deemed potentially unsafe to transgenders. By Alana Mastrangelo on February 22, 2023. The BBC has apologized to author J.K. Rowling for the second time this month after audience members complained over a host of BBC Radio Scotland's Good Morning Scotland suggesting that a Harry Potter video game could be potentially unsafe for transgender people. During the segment, which aired on February 10, a transgender individual said she is boycotting the Harry Potter video game Hogwarts Legacy, claiming it was being used to fund the anti-trans movement, according to a report by Deadline. The BBC broadcaster Kerry Marshall responded by suggesting that the game could potentially have a measurable effect on trans people's safety, adding that she understands why people are concerned. This is having a measurable effect on trans people's lives and potentially our safety too. I think that's why so many trans people are concerned about this game, Marshall said. The discussion reportedly garnered complaints from listeners, prompting the BBC to release a statement apologizing and clarifying that the exchange did not meet the company's editorial needs. The debate got into the issue of gender identity and claims were made about J.K. Rowling's views. We accept that the program failed to challenge these claims and acknowledge that our contributors gave their opinion as fact, the BBC said. This fell below the rigorous editorial standards we've applied to our broad coverage of trans and gender recognition stories across BBC Scotland's news and current affairs output, and we apologise for that, the company added. This is not the first time the BBC has apologised for a conversation on one of its programmes regarding Rowling. Earlier this month, a transgender attacked the Harry Potter author on the BBC's Radio 4's PM show, which went unchallenged, which reportedly resulted in 200 audience complaints about the show. This is a difficult and contentious area which we do try very hard to cover fairly and well on the BBC. However, we should have challenged Stacey Henley more directly on her claims and apologize that we did not, the BBC said in response to that incident. Rowling has been under attack by left-wing and transgender activists since 2020, after she suggested that only women can menstruate. So far, the author has yet to cave to the woke mob while radical transgender activists obsess over her comments on biology. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.